How is God Using You? By Rita Morrow. Do you ever wonder about your stronghold, your place of security? What are you good at doing? What has God created you to do in this life? What kind of talents and strengths has He given you? Have you ever really thought about it? Or have you just went along with the crowd? Is there a purpose for me? Is there a purpose for you? Of course there is. God purposely created each and every one of us. His plan was in action long before we came into this world. He designed each of us with a specific purpose, a purpose to honor and glorify Him. Micah 6:8, New King James Version. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? Hebrews 13:20-21, New King James Version. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We can walk through this life aimlessly and never search out God's direction for us, or we can use the tools that He's put at our disposal. He's given us clear directions through Scripture on His plans for us. When we study Scripture, we find His directions for us. We see His plan for us. We see His purpose for us. We are all different. We all have different strengths, different talents, a different plan of action. Understanding that He is in control and that His plan is always good is a step in the right direction. When we're searching out our purpose in this life, the most important thing we can do is to start at the beginning with God. When we are patient and we rely on God to take us through this life, He uses us in ways that we could have never imagined. Be a tool for God. Let Him use you. 2 Timothy 2:20-21, New King James Version. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be used as a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Have a blessed day.